opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what we have as far as offensive highlights go from a Pirates game you either missed accidentally because it was played a little while ago in Detroit, or you went out of your way to say, I can't do this to myself anymore. They get crushed by the Tigers 9-2, setting up a game later on tonight with Paul Skeens on the mound at 6:10. You can hear it here. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Rain on and off in Detroit. It looks like it's done now, and that is your fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Good thing this game not getting played here because it's raining right now where I am at the beautiful Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Plenty of people down here getting ready to watch Skeens pitch. You can join them. You can hang out with me until 5:40 as well. So the Pirates made a decision today to not have Skeens match up with Tarek Skubal, which would have been the best pitching matchup in baseball all year. For those that don't follow baseball as religiously as maybe they used to, it would be like if we could get, say, a Randy Johnson versus Roger Clemens game in their prime. That's how good Skubal is for the Tigers, and he was not dominant but excellent for the Tigers in this early game of the doubleheader. And we all know that Skeens is a phenom unlike anything we've ever seen before in Pittsburgh, and really you can broaden that out and say that about baseball. His ERA through his first 33 starts, or whatever the number is now, 35 starts, is lower than anybody in the last 100 years of baseball. The guys who are better than them played when we don't know what the ball looked like. We know that people of every color were not allowed to play Major League Baseball back then, and Babe Ruth was homering more than entire leagues at that point. So a lot has changed in 100-plus years, and Paul Skeens is like redefining what pitching dominance looks like. He doesn't get rewarded, though. He has not won a game since May 28th, since right after Memorial Day. He has a loss and no decisions in three of his last four starts. He is, like, now the Merriam-Webster face that you see in the dictionary when you look up hard luck loser in baseball. It's just unfair how much this guy loses. He has given up in his last three starts combined one earned run. That's one. In 20 innings of pitching, and he is 0-1 in those three starts. He lost to the Astros 3-0. The Pirates gave no run support. He beat the Phillies 2-1, but he wasn't in the game when the winning run was scored, so he didn't get the decision. And the Pirates won in 10 innings in his last start Friday in Chicago, but he only went 5 in that game. So now he's going to take the mound against a TBA pitcher for Detroit. I haven't seen who it is in the last few minutes. In just an hour or so. It's really a shame. And I know, like, there was a little bit of hope, I feel like, when the Pirates started winning under Donnie Kelly and winning these one-run games. For me, a lot of that has evaporated because this offense is just ghastly. It is impossible to watch. Like, I just, for whatever reason, like, remember that guy, when I think of the Pirates offense, like, the face that I think of, like, to describe its ugliness is like that weird creature that was in the Goonies at the end of the movie. Like, that's who I think of. Like, if you could pick a being, a specimen, who would symbolize the Pirates' struggles offensively, that's what I would come up with. They are the lowest scoring offense in baseball. There is a team in Colorado that's on pace to be the worst team of all time. And the Pirates have scored way fewer runs than them. That's what they've done with Paul Skeens in his first full season in the major leagues. Tommy Pham was their big free agent pickup. He does not have an extra base hit since April. It's June 19th. So, Donnie Kelly had the, and I like Donnie as a person a ton, and I know he's got to be somewhat optimistic because there's still a lot of baseball to be played. We're not even halfway through the season. But when he said, we're close, the only thing they're close to is a top pick in the draft. They're not close. They're not, yes, thank you, Jeff. They're not close at all. There's four teams in their division with a winning record. There's miles and miles and miles separating them from the rest of the pack. They're not close. If this were a NASCAR race, they've been lapped at least once. If this were a marathon, they crapped themselves at mile six and withdrew from the race. They're not close to anything other than another high draft pick. They have the makings of a very good pitching staff. But they have the worst offense in baseball. And they have one good hitter who's under the age of 30, and that's Cruz. And the second best hitter in the organization is probably a teenager who's at single A right now. That is not close. So one of the things I like to do here, whenever Pirates games end, or whenever we have a Pirates game that's about to start, is that I like to open it up for you to chime in on this if you want at 412-928-9370. I'm live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. This has not been just me pontificating and talking and Malzi just minding his P's and Q's. He is on vacation, so that's why you haven't heard him. And we don't have Donnie, who is also on vacation in Delaware. You've got me. 412-928-9370. Let's hear Donnie Kelly, who just addressed reporters on the Pirates' anemic offense again, only putting up two runs. Maybe they feel proud of themselves, though, because if you had told them going into today's game with their lineup that they would score two runs in a game Tarek Skubal pitched, they probably would have collectively jumped for joy. So let's hear the Point Park product and local man, Donnie Kelly, break down another Pirates loss. Hit it, Dom.
Donnie, we knew it was going to be a challenge with Skubal today, but what did you see from him? What made him a challenge in the first, especially five innings?
Yeah, he's got elite stuff. I thought first inning we did a really good job of, you know, getting forcing a lot of pitches, getting guys on base. Didn't come through in that situation, but I thought we did a really good job of making him work there in the first, and then even throughout, you know, for him to get up over 100, 5 2/3. You know, we had some opportunities offensively to score. We pushed a couple across, but not enough.
What'd you see from Haney today?
Just seemed like he fell behind a little bit, and to their credit, they weren't chasing. You know, they didn't chase. He threw some balls down in the zone, down beneath the zone a little bit that sometimes he'll get chases on. They didn't chase it. And, just a couple walks, and, they put the ball in play and made some things happen when they got guys on base.
How big was it for Shug to give you three full innings of relief there and kind of save the pen for the second game?
He really did. He did a great job. I mean, I would end up 50-ish pitches and three innings. And, you know, he's a horse out there. He'll just keep going. He wanted to keep going, you know, and can't say enough about him picking us up there and, saving the bullpen.
A couple of those fly balls in the second inning, do you wish those were managed a little bit better, or are those kind of tough to get to?
Oh, they're tough to get to, especially with, you know, the rain coming down and the effort and, you know, Billy laying out for that one. Want these guys going after the ball and, you know, really, yeah, tough to get to. I haven't seen the replays of it, but in the moment thought they were tough to get to.
What do you tell your guys after one leg this? You got to get ready to play in another hour and a half. How do you get them re-energized and not let this carry over to the next game?
Yeah, they're professionals, and we got to do that. And having Paul on the mound is a big part of that, and having him go out there and set the tone, and we're looking forward to it.
Was there any discussion on maybe having him pitch this first game, or did you kind of want to keep it the same with Heaney throwing the first game and then Paul with
Yeah, we had Heaney scheduled for yesterday, and then, you know, having Paul and his prep and everything, and, you know, you see the weather too report that potentially could happen, and, you know, Heaney was game one yesterday. He was ready to go, you know, the first game today, and then Paul was in game two.
The weather thing is the best reason I've heard why Kelly didn't set up Skubal versus Skeens in the early game. Because if rain was really a factor and they thought that that might be an on-again, off-again situation, you don't want to waste Paul there. So he should have set. He should have started with that, and I actually would have found that to be a pretty solid reason to not give us what everybody wanted, which was the best pitching matchup in baseball you can have right now with those two guys going heads up against each other. Paul Skeens has not won a game, has not won. Well, let me start over again, rewind. Since May 1st, Paul Skeens has one win. It's just mind-boggling. Since May 1st, he's won one game, and he has a 1.78 ERA. What is the thing that frustrates you, annoys you, or upsets you most about the Pirates currently? You can make it as big as you want. You can make it as small as you want. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's honestly, after watching this game against Detroit, it's the fact that this organization has done such a crappy-ass job of finding hitters. And that's, and honestly, like, this is not for once in my life on the air, this is not a money thing. This is the fact that they've had ample chances in the draft to go get guys and make them 3 or 4 years later at most into good hitters. In Detroit, we went through their lineup earlier this hour. They've done it with a ton of dudes. It's like a grassroots thing. They didn't just have a rich Uncle Pennybags, Daddy Warbucks owner who just spent like crazy. They did it the hard way. They did it the right way. They did it that, honestly, any of the 30 teams in baseball can do it that way. Go find guys in the draft. Use scouting. Use your own staff to make them into better players. Find what they're good at. Pick at their weaknesses. All of those things. Skubal was a ninth-round pick. The Tigers have made him into the best pitcher not named Paul Skeens in baseball. Their three-hitter today was a second-round pick. No, their three-hitter today was a guy who got who they traded for. Their two-hitter was a guy that got DFA'd. Their cleanup hitter was a guy they drafted at the top of the draft. The Pirates have Henry Davis, who's a backup catcher and personal catcher. So, like, why is it that every time we watch Paul Skeens, we're mesmerized by his pitching and we're equally ticked off because they can't get him any run support? It's for this reason. That's not a cop-out to say that they can't spend more on free agents and things like that. But there's a way to win on a budget. You know, I would say, like, when I was growing up, my parents were divorced. We didn't have a lot, but we had enough. Like, my mom knew how to, like, make a dollar go. The Pirates do not do that. They have a budget, and instead of buying milk and eggs when they go to the grocery store, they buy string cheese and candy bars. Like, they just, when Ben Cherington has to shop on a budget, he does not do it intelligently. He signed Tommy Pham this offseason. 412-928-9370. Paul Skeens pitches very soon. Let's go to the phone lines and start with Greg in Youngstown. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Andrew. No, I agree with you, but, you know, Detroit has a $137 million payroll. You know that, right?
And that's not doable?
No, it is doable, but the owner doesn't want to do it. And on top of it, anybody that defends any of the position players on this team, any of them, has to be an idiot. I like to see all 14
of them
doing,
gone who, next who, year. Who's doing that?
Oh, the media. Oh, Cruz hits the ball 120 miles per hour. Or Reynolds is good. He's not good. You even said this. He jumped the shark. Hayes is horrible. First base is horrible. Go down the line. So if all these guys are gone next year, I don't care. Get
so
rid
wait
of
a minute.
Them.
So wait. So you want to dump Cruz?
Yeah, I don't think
Why?
Cruz is good enough. because he's not good enough. He only bats 220. You can get something for this guy right now. I'd rather get some guys who can hit 260, 270, 280. This guy, he's either buster, you know, he does great occasionally, but most of the time he whiffs. He looks lifeless at the plate. You know, if he can get a couple players for this guy and they're good, I'll make the trade. Because what we have right now doesn't work. It's not working. And they have to figure this out, like now.
Thanks for the call. Cruz is on pace for 30-30, which hasn't been done by a Pirate since Barry Bonds. He's hitting 220. He's had a wretched June. It's a bad time for me to try to stick up for the guy, so I'm not really going to do it. But he is a good major league hitter. He's not someone that you build your lineup around. He's not on par with Mookie Betts or Devers, who just got traded to San Francisco, or Kyle Tucker in Chicago. He's not one of those guys. Soto, obviously, who got a bajillion dollars. Like, he's not that type of dude. But he's a good enough hitter in today's baseball. 220 sounds horrible. It's not as big of a deal as it used to be. The guy gets on base, he walks. I don't know. I'd like everything else you want to say about the other eight guys in the lineup, sans McCutcheon, because he's also done a good job, but you're also not, like, casting your lot on a guy that's almost 40. But everybody else is subject to immense criticism. Who is sticking up for Reynolds? Find me the person that's doing that. How could you? He's got a $100 million contract. He's highly paid. I don't want to hear anymore about how he wakes up in June. He's hitting under 200. I don't want to hear about how, well, he's a second-half player. He made the All-Star team last year. Mike is next in Newcastle. Hello, Mike.
How you doing today, Andrew?
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's tough. And unfortunately, I think you're starting to see rumblings of the nasty R word, and that's the rebuild word, which every Pirate fan cringes. But what are you supposed to do? There's a lot of holes in the lineup. Can you really fix this? Do you do what they did back in 2001 when they took Tanner Bonifay and brought Dave Littlefield in, and Dave Littlefield didn't really do a rebuild? He tried to see if he can curve do it, like maybe make a few trades here and try to rebuild, use the core of this team, because you still had Giles and Kendall at the time. It didn't work, so you have to gamble. Do you try to fully tear down a rebuild, or do you try to do it on the curve? And if you do it on the curve and fail, you're going to have another 20 years of losing, which we had for previous. So we're in a bad position right now, in my opinion.
So you don't think they're close then? You disagree with Kelly?
I think I wouldn't. No, I think they can be close. I think if the right guy comes in here and makes a few slick trades, you're going to have to give up one of your pitchers of club control, whether it's Skeens, whether it's Chandler, or someone to really get a. You need a bat in here. I mean, one thing that could have fixed this is you could have got Rafi Devers for nothing. The issue with us was the $30 million a year you had to pick up, but that's the type of player you need to insert into the middle of this lineup to really be productive.
Honestly, I know. Mike, thanks for the call. That's the type of player that when you pick hitters in the top 10, you're hope you know, you're not going to hit on both. Okay, Nick Gonzalez and Henry Davis are both not going to turn into stars. That's unlikely. But you expect one of them to turn into a great hitter, and you hope that the other one is good. Like, when you're taking hitters that high in the draft, the expectation is that they are, at the very least, everyday players for you. And Davis is a backup to Joey Bart right now, who has one home run on the season, and Gonzalez is a guy that has clutch RBIs at times in his career, but has an OPS under 700. You're not going to get, as the Pirates, as a small market team, you're not going to sign a Devers in free agency, and you're not going to trade for a contract that big. The only way to get guys like that are to develop them on your own. And this group has shown that in 6 years that they can't do that. They can get the pitching thing down. They can't get hitting down. So they've got half the battle, but what is that worth? And, I mean, even this year, look at their pitching stats. They're good. They've gotten quality starts from Keller out the ass. And Skeens has obviously been amazing. And Falter's pitched above his head, and Heaney's been a good free agent pickup, so starting pitching has not been a problem. But only, you know, only recently has the bullpen come around. It's not like they've gotten great relief pitching for 75 games this year. That's only a recent thing, and that's increasingly becoming about half the game now. Most pitchers go six innings at max, so I'm reluctant to say that I can't see how, when you are dead last in runs produced and you don't have a flush farm system of hitting prospects and you know that there's not going to be a quick fix in trades and free agent signings, I don't know how anybody other than the most Pollyanna Pirates fan could say that they're close. I want them to be close because that makes me feel better about all the time and energy I spend watching them and caring about them. But they're not, if you're being honest with yourself. 412-928-9370. Here's Chris in Uniontown. Hello, Chris.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
I don't even know what to say. I'm confused right now. The Pirates, I'm tired of hearing about the owner. When I played baseball, it was the coach that put you in the position to win and recognize good players. It seems like they can't make moves, the coaches, like they're handcuffed. Like, they seeing something that they're really not seeing. Maybe, I don't know, it might be a mirage.
So you think they've got enough good players to win? It's the coaches and manager's fault?
I'm not saying what they got now, but I'm saying if you're losing with these bums, O'Neal Cruz, he's not that good. He's good of a little bit of bat. I'd get rid of him. I'd trade him for, you know what I mean, a doghouse.
He leads the league in stolen bases. And he's got the highest OPS on the team, and you want to just get rid of him. What are you talking about?
I'd get rid of him for a first baseman, a legit first baseman. A legit center fielder. I'd get rid of him quick.
Okay, great. I mean, you're saying you trade him for two really good players. That's not just throwing him to the wolves or giving him away for a bag of balls. I probably would do that trade too. But you're talking about him like he's a piece of crap. He's not.
He's
their best hitter.
He's not going to get no contract. I wouldn't give him no $200 million contract.
He's absolutely going to get between $100 and $200 million. So wait a second. Hold on a second. So the owner doesn't spend enough money, but then when they have a good player, you're saying let's not give him any money. Which one is it?
I wouldn't give O'Neal Cruz no money at all. He's not athletic center fielder.
He's not athletic. He's 6'7", and he glides around. He played shortstop, for heaven's sake. Well, athleticism isn't the issue at all. It's getting him to play with his head screwed on straight more frequently. That's the problem.
Give him $200 million to be the DH. That's it.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, if the argument is like with Watt, you're not close to winning, you have a good player, flip the player for multiple good players, that makes sense. But to say that the guy is overrated or stinks or something like that is just completely asinine. Here's Paul in Washington, one of my favorites. Hello, Paul.
Andrew, I was trying to hold off until next Thursday to do anything or say anything, but you stirred my emotions. I mean, it's obvious the Pirates are probably headed to last place. They're probably headed for 100 losses. We have nobody in the infield that's worth a crap. I mean, you don't have any hitters. I wouldn't get rid of Cruz. Cruz is the one guy that probably is going to be a 40-40 guy at some point. I mean, we really need, and it should have already happened, the general manager should have been sent out with Derek Shelton.
I mean,
anybody in their right mind that would let Ben Cherington handle the next draft
Agreed.
Or even make any trades, I mean, you've got to be out of your mind. I mean, look at the guy he sent away, the pitcher to Cleveland, for that bum we got playing first base, and he has a chronic wrist injury. I mean, why would you keep Ben Cherington? Ben Cherington is supposed to give you the ingredients to make the salad. He's giving you rotten tomatoes, spoiled peppers, and nasty onions. He ain't giving you a damn thing, and I'm tired of raising my blood pressure talking about it. Andrew, I'll see you next
Thank
Thursday.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a good night.
412-928-9370. Pirates lose again. Paul Skeens is about to take the mound. You know what that means. He's going to pitch his ass off, and he's going to lose 2-1 or 1-0. Pirates lost this afternoon 9-2. They put a lineup out there that Joe Starkey wrote today in the Post-Gazette. Should have immediately gotten Ben Cherington fired. They were down 5-0 before you turned the game on over on our sister station and probably flipped right back to me at that point.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.